There's a lot of talk these days about what college and career readiness means. Florida is launching a whole new set of tests and measurements to try and define what those terms look like on a practical level. But groups like the Florida Chamber and its executive director, David Hart, say the definition of college and career readiness is subjective.
Boy, that's a great question, and it's a very difficult one to answer because I think in some ways it's a little bit different depending on the field. But ultimately, it's can that student, as they're leaving 12th grade, in the case of the conversation we had here at this conference today, can they go into the workforce and perform the duties of that entry-level job they've been hired for? Or if they're going on to community college or university setting, are they prepared to do so without remediation?
Hart was one of the panelists at a conference aimed at trying to help the National Assessment of Education Progress define college and career ready. The NAEP test is known as one of the best state-to-state comparative tools because students across the nation take its tests every year. Frequently, scores reported on NAEP are much lower than what states report on their own assessments. And Cornelia Orr, who heads NAEP's governing board, says there's a reason for that.
I do know that many students think that just passing a state test is enough, but usually that's a pretty low bar. And to get into college or be successful in a job training program, you need much more than passing that minimal score.
NAEP is facing a challenge at the 12th grade level, how to make its test relevant to today's high school seniors. It's a dilemma with a complex background. NAEP is a national assessment, but every state, including Florida, has its own way of measuring student progress. Most Floridians can think of the FCAT as that example, but most of the FCAT tests end after the 10th grade, and for many students, it's smooth sailing from then on to graduation. So what tends to happen is that students get comfortable. Maybe a little too comfortable.
So that's something that happens across the entire country. And then, you know, we are surprised where we shouldn't be when we see the statistics that say such a high number of students need remedial courses. That shouldn't surprise us when we see that our high school exit exams is substantially less than what's required at the 12th grade, much less at an entry level of college or in the workforce.
Miami Senator Anatari Flores says it's time to reengage today's high school juniors and seniors. Once upon a time, the state solution may have been to create a new test, but lately, the state has backed off that approach. Flores, though, has some ideas on how to keep up the academic rigor in those higher grades.
First and foremost, for those students that are struggling in the 10th grade, doing those remedial courses instead of doing them in college, doing that in your junior, your senior year of high school. But then there are another cohort of students that are prepared. Well, we don't want them to remain stagnant. What we should be doing for those students is really getting them to start thinking about starting college basically at that junior and senior level of high school.
Flores promotes dual enrollment programs, advanced placement, and international baccalaureate programs, all designed to push advanced coursework at the high school level. The state has pushed those programs as well by factoring student participation in them into the calculation of high school grades. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.